Thank you, Madam Chair. In fact, my questions do follow on from my colleagues in relation to the perception and reality question mark of setbacks. You talked about the legislation that's been introduced to reinterpret the Waitangi Treaty. I'm just wondering if there are specific references within that legislative proposed framework that deal specifically with undermining or affecting in a negative way the rights of women and girls. We've noted that there's something like a 60% increase in reports of family violence, and I take note of your recommendations in relation to that particular issue, but if there is a suggestion that these rates are going to continue to increase, I'm just wondering if you've got any analysis around that, whether that's because of awareness raising and therefore people seeking support and help. We've also heard my colleague Ms. Bandanarana raise the issue of, I think, referenced in one submission, the idea that police response time was particularly slow. And I'm just wondering if you wanted to elaborate further on the need for the government to incorporate or implement UNDRIP in relation to the rights of Indigenous persons within the legislative and policy frameworks of New Zealand. Thank you.